What up? I'm here. It's been a minute. Feeling not great. But that's alright, because I'm getting better every second. Just want to remind myself that once again, doesn't matter what outside people and things do and feel and say about me, because people go on journeys all the time that don't really start out profound and that thoughtful. But when you get to the other side, you realize that you and your life have become enriched in a way that would never have otherwise had you not gone down this journey. And I think that is something worth remembering, because Vanessa, we're always forgetting, and we always need reasons to remember, to live with integrity and move with integrity. And I don't know, like, people have big opinions and thoughts about shit they don't know and understand, and the more we realize this, the less we care about what these kinds of people have to say. Because their words don't mean dick. And it's cool to start feeling like that. More so than getting riled up at the hands of something and somebody else. Also, that once you do start taking actions, people think they can get more intense about what they're nonsensing about. Is that a word? It is now. And that's interesting for us, because we know what it's like to get crazy and intense. Speaking of, I just once again need to remind myself that we do not compromise ourselves for any fucking buddy. We don't need to validate ourselves. Like the other day, we're justifying our crazy. And it's not in the normal way we can be crazy, which is just fucking pointless. And that's like 98% of the time for us. We're learning to not do that. But this is like intentional crazy, you know? People don't get it, and that's fine. They don't have to. In fact, if they don't, they're not for us. Great. Welcome to a majority. And just give you a little bit of taste of what we're talking about. We're going to use the movie Morpheus that we saw not too long ago. So, again, if you haven't seen it, go fucking watch it and don't let me ruin it for you. Come up with your own thoughts and ideas. But We're basically just reiterating that we understand that our values and principles and morals aren't aligned with a majority. In fact, they could be easily misconstrued even. And we'll put that on us for now because we haven't solidified exactly what we mean, even though we mostly know. And so, okay, here we go. Into Morpheus, Vanessa talking about are crazy, the kind of crazy we are that we defend and protect and love. It's us. Okay, so I don't know anything about these comic book characters and stories, only what I've seen on screen. I briefly discussed how wild it is that I didn't get into comic books. I was basically living in the library my formative years by choice. And we still have not gotten around to it because, well, we have some ideas. But okay, let me do it this way. Let me go through the movie version and then I'll put my input. So basically, in the movie, it's this guy, Morpheus, who's deathly sick. I don't know what their fucking rare disease is, but he's got it. And then he meets some kid who also has it. And like Morpheus is just a inquisitive character whose curiosity is bigger than his ailments. And he spends his whole life trying to figure out a cure for him and this friend. And they grow up. The friend comes from money. So he starts funding Morpheus' pursuit of finding this ailment for them because they both suffer. It's the kind of sickness where they cannot do anything, they look so fragile and. Like, I could beat them on a hike. And you don't know me, and you're listening for some reason. Basically, I'm just like slow and dramatic as fuck. So, basically, a lot of people beat me on a walk. Hike, and I'm talking like people who don't physically look like they should. Like, just fucking make it look like a cakewalk. Like, literally and metaphorically. Okay. I don't know why, man. I'm fucking lazy, okay? I don't know. I like to stop, smell the roses, and I'm like, oh, I got a pain. Oh, what's that in the sky? So, you know, it's a lot of this. Wait, why did I go off into that tangent? Oh, yeah, because they're sick. And then anyways, so this motherfucker starts using bats. Like, he gets into his experiments where he starts experimenting with bats, and bats' blood do this rejuvenating thing for him that nothing else has. And he becomes successful at this. And then it comes time to use the test on a subject, on a human subject, and who better than the person wanting the cure? You know, that's like a true pioneer right there, a true inventor, scientist. You become the subject, because who else? You can't put other people in danger. Morally incorrect, fine. And so he goes out of the country. All this still funded by the best friend. Who's not really a best friend. And he puts the shit in himself. He fucking goes crazy, primal, kills everybody in sight, except for the one bitch he liked. which is so interesting. Okay, let me just say that. Like, primal instinct you can't control. But somehow he didn't hurt her because she was already hurt. That, on a psychological level, I would be curious to understand. But anyways, not the point here. And so he realizes, Morpheus, that now that he's transformed, if you will, if he eats blood straight from the source, he becomes primal and ravenous and he can't control it. This is how people get killed. So he's using synthetic blood to help him. And what, he's so smart, a scientist. He starts logging it and realizes that the synthetic blood is like a real drug because he needs to take more of it in less time eventually. Like, I don't know the right words for it, but basically you have to keep adding more. It's not enough. It doesn't give you all the nutrients, apparently. And so then the friend, who's not really a friend, comes in to his little experiment thing that he's funding, having heard about what happened at the place that Morpheus was supposed to be. And he's like, what the fuck, dude? You found a cure. You look amazing. Me too now. And then Morpheus is, he just like cuts him off. He's like, no, this is too intense. You can't handle it. And then, of course, the rich friend is, didn't come all this fucking way for nothing. And I don't mean like down to the experiment place. I mean this whole time he's been funding and waiting and all that. And he finds the stuff, injects himself, and now he's part of it too. And basically, from this point on, it's just like Morpheus trying to be holier than thou, and stop his frenemy. And if it's not obvious by now, I fucking hate Morpheus, and at least the movie version. Again, I don't know the real version, the comic version, at all. So, okay, that's basically mostly it. I'm gonna get into the specific instances, if I can remember more than one. But that's basically the story, okay? And here's why I keep saying frenemy, okay? Because I didn't understand the beginning, but I did some digging on the internet. We all know how reliable that source is, right? So, as with everything taken with a shot of penicillin, I learned on the line that apparently Morpheus had a friend who was sick like him that he really connected with. And then this friend died. And they replaced that person, that kid, with another kid next to Morpheus. And again, according to the on the line source, which is probably not credible. I'm hoping it is, because, like, come on. Might not be, though. I don't know. But then Morpheus just refuses to learn this kid's name and instead names him the one that died. And so, I mean, do I really have to say more about why I fucking hate him? But, okay. I'm not saying the friends doesn't have any fault. Obviously, he does, but okay. Anyways, so then it's just, like, basically Morpheus created his own villain because he started the origin story. Like, I mean, come on. What better way to get somebody to fucking lose their minds, want to kill you, and hate you, than to start like this? You can't do that. You can't take people's names away. Dale Carnegie is, like, the most important thing to them. We don't think it is. But it is. It means a lot. Why? Because most people don't give a fuck and they don't care to learn things like that. It's so simple. We don't care to learn it. So that's just like completely disrespectful, number one. And then this friend whose name I do not know, who's funding him, he's just like standing idle. I don't know why he doesn't have, he says he does research, but I don't know what he does. Okay, all that money and time, you think this motherfucker too would have been like, I'm doing my own experiments. Let's both figure it out. But I mean, also some people are very like one-dimensional in the sense of like, I just do this. This is all I do. Fine. Okay. I respect that. But he's funning Morpheus, whatever it turns. Okay. Let's get to the part where the friend is excited and wants to be a part of this, regardless of the negative. And again, I really can't trust movie versions because it's so sloppy. There's nothing I hate more than reading a book and then watching the film version. And again, not trying to cut down people who made this movie and all that. Like, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, this is my opinion on something that technically doesn't matter. I respect the art, both versions. Okay, fine. So, as movies do, they don't take enough time for the important parts. Like, this interaction is insane to me because Morpheus is just angry and yells at him. Doesn't even listen at all. And he's just like, you can't handle it. Like, who told you to be Jack Nicholson, bro? Like, calm down. You guys are supposed to be best friends, but you're not. You're not. And he just is like, the energy, you're too stupid. You can't understand. No. So, you know what? I would have done the same thing. I'd have taken this shit anyway. Fuck you, dude. I've funded you this whole goddamn time. Without me, there is no cure. I mean, maybe, but you didn't take that route, did you? And now you're gonna act like I don't have any right to this? Fuck you. The least you could do is be like, you know what? I don't have time right now. Give me like 2 hours and we can sit and talk about this before you make your decision. Even though you and I both know you're gonna wanna do it regardless. Because who wants to live the way they were living? That wasn't living, that was like surviving. Barely. Barely. But no, he's just like, oh, I'm better than you. You can't handle it. Fuck you, Morpheus. And so then the friend of me takes the shit. Okay, and this is the part that I really need us to hear, Vanessa. And it's gonna sound crazy because I think it is, but again, we don't do things just because everyone else does. And definitely not because they're like, it's the right thing to do. Fuck you. I decide what that means for me. Not you. Because I will pay the consequences, not you. Okay? And that's where we are. That's who we are now. We're getting used to it. Okay, but this friend just changes, fucking ravenous, but excited, happy, feeling empowered. And he goes up to some random hot dog street dude. And he hears him talk shit about Morpheus. So what does this friend of mine do? He gets angry like a normal person. Who cares? But then he kills him. And then we, the crazy we are, literally start yelling at the TV. And trying, like, talking shit for that. Dude, talking shit, and then the people who are watching it are like, okay, really, Vanessa? You think that was worth him getting killed? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Yes. Yes, it is. He's been weak his whole goddamn life. They've only had each other. Like, this guy gets it. Okay, maybe not kill, but you caught me on a bad day, son. I just transformed. I don't know how to do this. And I'm fucking hyped. You said shit to the wrong person. And I'm not saying this behavior is okay or even correct. I'm saying we would have done the same thing. Okay? I mean, not like this because they're frenemies, but this is who we are. People think that's too much. Is it? Is it? Because the way I see it, seems like he was gonna go down this path regardless, right? At least if Morpheus had done it in the respectable way, like somebody who genuinely cared, he could have prevented it. Maybe not, maybe not. Because we all have our free will and our choices. However, he could have softened the blow. You never know. Love changes shit. Genuine, real, true love. Not just romantic styles, friend, family styles too. And Morpheus missed that chip. But if he hadn't, like, why wouldn't you ride and die till the very bitter end, till like you fucking had to? Like that slippery slope. Okay, I get it. It's not morally correct, maybe. Maybe not the right choice. But I'm not gonna be like, oh, condemn, condemn. I'm gonna be like, yo, calm the fuck down. Thank you. Appreciate it. Maybe next time let's not fucking kill people, okay? We're strong. Break their arms, their hands. That's fine. I mean, it's probably not fine, but you know what I'm saying? There's a way to do this. Oh my God, I'm crazy. I am crazy. Okay, whatever. I genuinely feel this way, so just putting it out there, putting it out there. And we hate to do this because people love to misconstrue our shit and tell us about ourselves. But we're not here to fucking do that shit, okay? We're not saying we know all and we never do wrong. This is clearly not what we're ever saying. What we're saying is we're not gonna do things just because people collectively think that that's what should be done. You don't fucking know me. And even if you do, you should know better than that to say some shit like that to me. And I don't have the best tactics, but when I latch on, I latch on. So, was that the best move? Probably not. But it was admirable. It could have come from a good place. Okay? But did Morpheus give a fuck? No, he didn't. He fucking didn't. Didn't care. And he's just like, oh, you're the worst ever. How dare you? Never fucking thinking about the fact that this is happening because of Morpheus and his stupid curiosity. You think you're fucking so much better? Get out of here. I fucking hate Morpheus. He's such a douchebag. And like, basically, the friend does do crazy shit. And oh, that's what I was saying. My point here is that like maybe he still would have, Morpheus still would have had to stop this frenemy. But like, why not ride and die with him until that point? Like, give him the benefit of the doubt. Really try. And I know people are like, oh, it's too much. It doesn't matter. We would give them all the tries. Look dumb as hell. Before we were like, we gotta kill him. We got to kill him now. Damn it. And then when that part did come, we'd have a beautiful crying moment probably, and it would be amazing. But no. Morpheus wanted fucking to be a douchebag. But I am the crazy one, and I sound insane for this. Fine. So be it. Fuck you, Morpheus. I don't know how many times I can say this. basically, it was just very obnoxious. And I want to end this with the obvious lesson here, which might not be that obvious, which is, I don't even know the fucking friend's name. Frenemy. Don't fucking do that. Don't latch yourself to people like fucking Morpheus who won't even learn your fucking name. Till you get to a place where you have to do crazy shit. And then he has to kill you. Ugh, can you imagine dying by the hands of a douchebag that you can't stand? Ugh, so annoying and stupid, and I hate it. But the signs were there. You should have gone to fund somebody else. And honestly, you would have been better just figuring it out on your own. You had the means. You had the motivation. Should have just fucking done it. Fuck Morpheus. Fuck people like Morpheus. Trying to make other people look like the villain. When in fact, they create them. I don't know, we all have free will of choice. Yada yada. But we're also creatures of habit who don't fucking think, and we're emotional. And so I guess what I'm really saying is that I will not do that. I don't fucking do that shit. And I won't. I would never. He'd have been the first person I talked to after this shit worked. He'd have been helping me keep this thing down. So by the time he was ready to take it, hopefully he'd have some insights and we could have some, like a 2.0 version. But no, he wanted to be alone in a douchebag and not give a fuck. Great, frenemy. He showed you that since day one. Maybe don't fucking hang out with people like this. I'm trying to make you seem like the enemy. I don't know if this conversation made sense, but I sure as fuck feel a lot better now that it's off my chest. And Vanessa, you know what we mean. We just gotta fucking not give a fuck about anybody else who might hear this, who might fucking come up with their own imaginings of what we're saying. What we're really saying to ourselves, Vanessa, is that A, we don't do things just because people say we have to or we should. We can't be any more clear about this. Second of all, we're the ones who make decisions and pay the consequences. Sometimes other people suffer, and in those cases, we'll be hyper aware. But mostly it's just us. So again, we're not fucking compromising ourselves to accommodate the feelings of other people. Like, fuck out my face with that. I don't do it with the letter community. Not gonna do it here. Okay? Don't even do it to my fucking, to people running around with the same blood as I do. Okay? But we will make our own decisions and we will be accountable for them. And when we're wrong, we're wrong and we learn. And that's it. We don't need to fucking cut ourselves down or try to act like we're better than or fucking validate who the fuck we are. Even if we are crazy. Hello. We're upfront about it. This is not a secret. So anybody still interested in this fucking hell knows outright what the fuck to expect from us. Even though they still expect the wrong shit. But not my problem. Not our problem, Vanessa. It doesn't matter how people try to fucking come at us. Not gonna make us change. I mean, we'll change with, like, certain factors in place. But that's because we want to. Not because we're being tricked or forced or anything that is not just us wanting to change it. Okay? So, think about that shit. Be about that shit. And I'll be back.